If I knew a better way to talk about mental health, besides saying mental health, I would. I know it's not sexy or fun to talk about, and hell, it's taboo to some, but we kind of have to talk about it. So in this quick one, I am going to talk about why it's important to have mental health breaks. Having a break for your mental health kind of rebalances your mind, your body, just everything kind of all around you. The psychological and emotional stress that you kind of keep building and building and building will just kind of keep building until you actually take that break. You know, substance use disorder is on a rise, and there was a World Health Organization showed that 30% rise in mental health disorders and substance use disorders from a previous decade. That's a lot. You know, it's so much so that we need to talk about it more like we do about diets and other things like that. But I really wanted to kind of focus on just five different ones. You know, if you can't focus anymore, if you find yourself kind of distracted very easy, things like that, take a break. By taking a break, it doesn't mean it needs to be for a day, a week, or a weekend. This can be a 10-minute break. Do something that you enjoy, you know, or take that break. Have a cup of coffee, you know, drink a soda, go talk to a coworker, look up something real quick. You know, if you are easily distracted, set a time, 5 minutes, go do something on that. You know, social media is an easy thing to get distracted with and keep going. Another one, number two, to think about is lack of motivation. If you feel like you lost that zest for work or your passion on that, or it could be the point where you're getting in trouble for it, that lack of motivation, think about that. Why am I not motivated anymore? What am I not doing? Go do something fun. What was that hobby that you had? Go and do it. Take a break for yourself. Another one that kind of reflects on that, which I guess I have as number three, is you no longer have self-care. Your self-care doesn't exist. So if you used to work out, play music, this goes back to the hobbies, we're part of a sports league like baseball or hockey, or riding a motorcycle, which is what I really stress here. If you feel like your self-care is no longer there, that should be a big wake-up call. And one of these is like forced motivation, I would say, or forced activity. If you feel like you are no longer taking care of yourself with the self-care stuff, force yourself to do something for 30 minutes. Hell, if that's too much, if you're like, I can't figure out 30 minutes, do 10 minutes. And if you truly can't find 10 minutes in your day, I mean, you have some serious problems to get professional help. But for 10 minutes, set that alarm. Play your guitar for 10 minutes. Read a book for 10 minutes. Just jump in your car and drive for 10 minutes listening to your favorite music. You know, turn off work. Turn off the other priorities in your life. Or not necessarily priorities, but your other requirements. Your other obligations. And just do 10 minutes at yourself. If it's 10 minutes of pure quietness, it's still 10 minutes. Try your best to reflect and have that self-care. Force yourself for those breaks. I encourage 30 minutes. Hell, if it's even 1 hour a week, if you get to that point. Start somewhere, but do it for yourself. Number four is you feel exhausted. If you feel burnt out, tired all the time, have nothing of this stuff, that should be a big indicator that you need to take a break. Take that break. You feel exhausted, take it. The last one that I wanted to talk about is your relationships. If your personal or work relationships are suffering, that should be a big red flag for you. You know, what is it? If all the problems are everywhere you go, there's one common denominator, that's you. And it's very hard for us to catch that in ourselves. But when you can, or someone says, man, you're really an a-hole now, or you have a lot of problems, what's going on? You used to not be like this. Take that moment and be like, wow, I really have changed. What could it be? Now, there's tons of different programs and solutions like seeing a counselor, and there's tons of different self-help. But what I'm really pushing here is just take a break. You know, 10 minutes a day, if you can. Most of the time when we realize we're stressed out and our relationships are failing, a lot of that comes back to ourselves. You can't make others happy. But you sure can't make relationships grow and be healthy if you yourself are not. If you could be happy, your happiness will go to your other conversations and your other relationships. So take a break. Think about the things you like to do or the things you used to like to do that you feel you no longer have time. 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour a day, maybe a full day to yourself once a week. Whatever works for you, continue to do it, but make sure you do it. Anyway, thanks for checking out the video. Enjoy some riding time. Maybe dream about the road, dream about riding a motorcycle, how the wind hits you. Enjoy it, guys. Thanks.